He turned to look, and behold, there in the darkness stood two big black shadows, wrapped from head to foot in black sacks. The two figures leaped toward him as softly as if they were ghosts. "Here they come," Pinocchio said to himself, and not knowing where to hide the gold pieces, he stuck all four of them under his tongue. He tried to run away, but hardly had he taken a step when he felt his arms grasped and heard two horrible, deep voices say to him,
"Your money or your life!"
On account of the gold pieces in his mouth, Pinocchio could not say a word, so he tried with head and hands and body to show, as best as he could, that he was only a poor marionette without a penny in his pocket.
"Come, come, less nonsense and out with your money!" cried the two thieves in threatening voices.
Once more Pinocchio's head and hands said, "I haven't a penny."
"Out with that money, or you're a dead man," said the taller of the two assassins.
"Dead man," repeated the other.
"And after having killed you, we will kill your father also."
"Your father also."
"No, no, no, not my father,"
cried Pinocchio, wild with terror. But as he screamed, the gold pieces tinkled together in his mouth.